SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The focus was affordability at a huge Trump rally last night in Pennsylvania's Poconos. The president skewered Democrats for blaming him for skyrocketing prices.
The Democrats go out, prices are too high. Yeah, they're too high because they caused them to be too high. But now they're coming down.
The president says he inherited the highest inflation in history from the Biden administration, but now that's a thing of the past. Gas prices have tumbled. AAA says they're down an average 6 cents a gallon from a year ago. Later today, the Federal Reserve will be announcing its latest action on interest rates. 48-year-old Indiana man is facing murder and assault charges for yesterday's shooting on the Kentucky State University campus in Frankfort. Australia's first-in-the-world ban on social media for the under-16 crowd is now in full force. The BBC's Katie Watson in Sydney says teens have been locked out of their accounts.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has called this a profound reform that will reverberate around the world. It's one of the biggest social and cultural changes that our nation has faced, he said. Kids can have their childhood and parents a greater peace of mind. But day one of the ban, and it's clear thousands of Australian youngsters are finding ways around the restrictions to access their favourite social media platforms. The government has admitted it won't be a flawless process, but the fact that it's happening at all, ministers say, is a win. The hope is that by Christmas, the government will have a better idea about whether the restrictions are working and what repercussions there'll be for companies that fail to follow the rules.
The social media ban is being challenged in court. Portland and Seattle, among cities in the Pacific Northwest that are underwater this morning, widespread flooding, the result of an atmospheric river. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 62 points. This is SRN News. A new poll on immigration and religion.
The Public Religion Research Institute reports that on the question of whether to allow illegal immigrants to become U.S. citizens, majorities of all major faith groups say yes, except for white evangelical Protestants, of which only 46% support the proposal. As for President Trump's efforts to deport people who are in this country illegally, white evangelical, white mainline Protestants, and white Catholics all support what he is doing. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Supreme Court has declined to hear an appeal on a Texas free speech case. The decision allows local officials to remove books deemed objectionable from public libraries. The case began in 2022 when a group of state residents sued over the removal of more than a dozen books, including several that promote the LGBT lifestyle, to children. A lower federal appeals court ruled that the removal did not violate constitutional protections against government censorship. This is SRN News. Retired French tennis pro Caroline Garcia is standing by her principles, turning her back on a small fortune in the process.
Garcia has turned down a $270,000 sponsorship deal from a betting company for her podcast. The 32-year-old Garcia remains connected to the sport through the Tennis Insider Club podcast she created. She explained her decision, emphasizing the need for a platform where players can speak openly without pressure. Garcia has also highlighted the negative impact of gambling on athletes. Jason Walker reporting.
After 6 years, Canada's U.S. ambassador will resign next year as the two countries review their free trade agreement. Ambassador Kirsten Hillman says now is the time to name someone who will be able to see the review process through to its conclusion. More details at srnnews.com.